The Secretary General says the growing number of peacekeeping operations seems to be outstretching the capacity of countries willing and able to help. He says appeals by the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq are making his life more difficult.
We are all competing for troops. Competing for troops in the sense that the coalition needs troops for Iraq, and in fact the search for troops will continue, particularly after the coalition, after the occupation ends and becomes an international effort. They'll be going to the same countries I'm going to seek peacekeeping operations for Liberia, for Cote d'Ivoire, for Congo, perhaps even for Sudan and Burundi.
Mr. Annan pointed to Liberia as a case where an undermanned peacekeeping force has been overwhelmed by a greater-than-expected response to a UN demobilization program.
Let me say that we had a slight setback here in Liberia. We started a demobilization problem, and many, many more turned up than I think our people on the ground had anticipated. They're expecting to have 15,000 troops. They're at about half that now.
Mr. Annan says he is encouraged that so many young Liberians rushed to turn in weapons, which shows they're tired of war. He expressed hope that a fresh infusion of peacekeeping troops promised for the next few months from Bangladesh, Namibia, Pakistan, Sweden, and Ukraine might reverse that early setback. At the same time, however, he issued a report Thursday warning of persistent political and security problems in Liberia. Noting the severity of the crisis, the report says a special donors conference on Liberia will be held next February in New York. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.